Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, you have basically questions about whether America's top law enforcement officer lied under oath or not when the attorney general testified this week. And previously, he denied, of course, having done so. But the question is, in his four-page summary released over a month ago of the findings of the Mueller report, the attorney general laid out conclusions in a way that we know Robert Mueller himself objected to and told the attorney general he objected to the way his report was characterized. In other words, the public may have been left with an impression that doesn't match the fact and the findings. Special counsel has said, look, this undermines public confidence. This is dangerous. The attorney general, of course, has hit back and said, basically, well, you should have come to a more clear finding on the question of whether President Trump obstructed justice or not when he did things like calling for the firing of the special counsel to end the investigation.
Yeah, and the word snitty being used by the attorney general.
Yeah, I mean, this was a contentious hearing at times, of course, particularly given that there are at least three Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee who are running for president.
Right.
Very much took him head on in his depictions of what happened. He did not show up, the attorney general, for a House hearing. So he didn't get that second bite at the apple. Democrats are saying he was chicken, in fact, put on the table where he would have been testifying a big bucket of Kentucky fried chicken. Critics would say this is making a circus out of a serious thing, but it just goes to show you where we are in Washington right now.
Yeah, and where we are also internationally, a big get for you on Face the Nation Sunday with the Secretary of State joining you and Venezuela on the table and so many other things. What's going on the international scene?
Well, this is an important conversation with the Secretary of State. You saw this week what amounted to a failed attempt to push out, this final phase of pushing out Nicolas Maduro, the dictator running Venezuela, with the military, it looks like, still firmly behind him. It had appeared that the opposition that the U.S. backed, someone called Juan Guaido, who is recognized by 50 countries, including his own Congress, as the legitimate leader of Venezuela, but he doesn't have control over the military. He doesn't have control over the government itself, and he was trying to seize that this week. It does not appear to have succeeded, and it is not clear what happens next. So the Trump administration may have watched its policy fizzle before its own eyes, leaves questions about whether they need to either start diplomatic talks with Maduro himself or go to his patrons. That is, of course, Vladimir Putin of Russia, who does benefit from seeing this kind of chaos in America's backyard and from keeping Venezuelan oil off the markets because it pushes up prices, something that's good for his pocketbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.